We were waiting for people or something.
Well, I think last year when we were setting the calendar, we had this conversation, and a couple of people were about 7:15 would make it easier for them. All this year we've been starting at 7:15. All right, it is 7:15. I will call this meeting to order. And we have Dave, Candace, Mark, and Guy. Of course, myself. No public here. Is that a dog? All right, so the first issue is a consideration for energy efficiencies, the energy cap versus jade trap.
Yep.
I had Glenn ask that person who gave the presentation for some names of towns that in Connecticut that they were doing business in. And so one of the towns I had a connection with and it was Plymouth, and the mayor, Nancy's here now. The mayor, who seems to run the town pretty tightly, didn't know what we were talking about. And Susan mm-hmm. explained us. So I guess I know that mayor, and I know he runs it like it's his own household. So he wasn't familiar with the name, and I don't know if that indicates anything.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Having said that, besides the cost comparison, which we'll go into in a minute, I had my own concerns about the presentation. I didn't have a sense of enthusiasm for taking on Canton's project, and there seemed to be, by the salesperson, I'll term him, a lack of energy towards what we're looking for. But that's my own impression. And I didn't hold it against him that he didn't sing. I want to be upfront about that. But I was not impressed by the presentation. And now we have the cost comparison. Glenn, I'll let you talk about that.
Sure. I kind of agree with you, Bob. I thought the package itself is very good, but when you really look at it closely, it seems like it's overkill. I mean, look at what he used as the example. He used the city of Philadelphia, you know? I mean,
right.
It just, I'm not
bigger than us.
Yeah, a little. I'm not sure it's a great fit, but let's take a look real quickly. I think the best thing to do, I mean, it's in your packet. I sent you the actual quotes, which are nice to have, but I broke them down to a quick kind of a cost comparison sheet. Should be on your screen.
Yep.
So what's going on here is energy cap. If we go down line by line, the actual software, you know, the program that they use, they charge us $2,600 for. Not bad, right? When I first heard that number, I thought, hey, that's a pretty good number. Hang on a second. Let me get back up here. And then, you know, you start adding more to it, of course. It's not just the software. So then there's customer service and training, which they call it a quick start, $2,500. And then because we need them to kind of go back and do our data for us with our past billing, that's $1,500.
Glenn, was that the data entry stuff?
Yeah,
they were going to take our bills then.
Right, for 12 months. So they would do the research, they would backtrack for us, wouldn't have to do it ourselves, and that's at a $1,500 fee for 1 year, which I think you all agreed was kind of was a good amount of time. So for $6,600 for the first year, and then it drops down to $500 a year just to maintain the software license. So right up front, you're looking at, you know, over $6,000, but then the price drops. For, and you know, like you said, Bob, we're not really thrilled with the product. So Jade Track, a little bit different setup. The access fee for the software is $3,000. Right, I'm gonna try to share this screen so you can see them both the same. Yeah, okay. So the base fee from Jade Track is $3,000. The management for each meter, there's a fee for every one of them, for each one of the meters, and I identified 25 meters, so that's the number that we're using, is $1,725. And then what they did here is they didn't charge us a fee. I think it's built in to actually into the meter fee. So they didn't charge us for onboarding, which is kind of making our dashboard for us, you know, creating it, which, if you'll recall, EnergyCap trains you how to do that yourself, but they don't necessarily do it for you. These guys do it for you. JTrack does. And then to do the same thing that EnergyTrack wants to do for $1,500, which is propagating a database with 13 months. She actually went one extra month back, and that's also not a fee. However, the annual fee is $4,725, starting right off the bat, which, if we wanted to sign up for a few years, she felt that that price would come down, but she didn't say by how much. So, you know, these are two companies, I think, that, you know, they're very reputable. They, it seems like they have a really long client base. I thought the presentations were good. I thought JTrack was probably better and probably suits our needs a little bit better. And might be, I think where JTrack really shines, and I'll let you guys comment on it, is there, I think their customer service is going to be above and beyond, because it's forever, right? So that $4,700 sounds like a lot of money for the first year, but I suspect if I called, you know, our customer service person any time of day, every day of that year, I would get them. Whereas once the 10 hours of customer service and training with the other company expires, we're going to see a bill anytime we have an issue. So, yeah, that's basically it. If there's any questions, I'll try to answer them.
Well, and my memory serves me that she said, the JTrack person said, that they would be inputting the data going for, after they go backwards 13 months,
right,
they will do it on a continuum going forward. Is that correct?
I seem to recall that. I'd have to look at my notes, but I can confirm that with Katie. Her name's Katie. I do recall something like that. Yeah.
You know, whether they do it automatically, I thought they were going to try to, you know, set it up so it happened automatically, so there's not a lot of, you know, human, input required.
Right.
And I think that's doable, certainly with electric, I think that's doable. So, it just makes it more efficient, you know.
Yeah.
Is the basic, when you say basic access fee, is there a limit to how many users can use the software?
I can double check that. I don't think there is any kind of limitation on it. So I think any of the committee members would, you know, you'd get a password and you'd be able to go in. You know, the public wouldn't be able to access, you know, our database, right? Because you don't want people fooling around in there. But certainly once the dashboard is set up, they'd be able to go on, you know, 24/7 to see, you know, what the energy usage is at any given moment. So.
And she wasn't the one that said that something could be set up so it on the town website, you know, citizens could see how we were doing.
Yeah, that's what the dashboard would be. There would be a link on our website. We could, you know, call it what, you know, we could think of a, you know, a groovy name for it, and we could put it up right on our website. Yep.
Yep, because this is a groovy committee.
Yep.
Right.
So, what other thoughts does the committee have on these two prizes?
I unfortunately did not see the Energy Cap presentation, but I did see the J-Track one, and I thought, you know, that product fit our needs quite well. I thought the price was reasonable, and I thought that, you know, it was money very well spent by the town. So I would certainly vote in support of J-Track, but I can't really, say how they compare to the Energy Cap, you know.
Did you raise your hand, Nancy, or? Can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Now we can.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in the same position as Dave, in that I missed last month's presentation with Energy Cap, but to have the numbers laid out and have your feedback on it, you know, I'm comfortable with J-Track now.
Susan, any thoughts on this?
The price differential jumps out at me, but I do hear Glenn's point regarding having the support over the long term and his feeling confident that the support would be there when he called and that it would be useful support. It's probably worth what we see as a large annual cost difference. I'm guessing they're not going to come down a whole lot for a multiple year contract, so we're probably looking at that figure that's there or something close to it. All that said, does anybody have a sense of how the board of selectmen will feel about this?
I think Bob Skinner tells us that it's his impression that it wouldn't be much of a problem because this isn't that much money. Either of the bids. Does anybody remember that, or am I just still making stuff up?
Constant bid, what he said.
Yeah. Mark, do you have any impression?
I'm for the J-Track, too. I think that even if there is that differential, it could get sucked up pretty quick if they start charging us for that. Additionally, so... it's not much when you get down to it. It looks like a lot, but this is a small number to begin with.
Candace, is there a comment you want to make? Or?
I saw the J-Track, but I don't think I saw the other one. If it was last month, I missed that meeting also. So
okay.
The only consideration is how many users, you know, how many, is it unlimited? That would just be my concern.
Okay.
I don't care too much about the number of users. It didn't say today.
And maybe not. Maybe it's just an enterprise type license, and whoever we choose to give it to can have access with the password. I don't know.
I can find that out for you. I can talk to Katie. I'll call her tomorrow and ask her.
Because typically they get you. Oh, you can have 5 licenses, but any license after that's extra. You know.
Yeah,
so
I don't
just want to be careful. Careful. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't recall what she told us in her presentations a couple of months ago now, but I can give her a call. I'll find out.
Well, my impression is this: the other company, Energy Cap, their presentation was based on the city of Philadelphia and all the bells and whistles that the people in Philadelphia could do. J-Track, she showed us a school district. How the graphs and charts and energy uses was a school district of the size that she utilized was somewhat similar to the town of Canton. So it seemed to be more meaningful, at least from my view of it, because the specifics that she talked about were more related to a town of this size. I think that school district might have had 10,000 students or something, I don't know. But anyway, she also impressed me with, when we asked the question about the inputting of the data, she told, or she made me feel like that wasn't such a big deal, that it would definitely be part of what they do.
Yeah.
You can see by the amount that is in this fee, clearly it's hidden probably in the $4,700 fee, but still, she was not concerned, thinking or expressed a concern that it'd be a lot of work. And just to remind the committee, it's my belief that we wanted to hire a company that took a lot of the burden of data and inputting the data away from the town and put it there, let the company be responsible for collecting the data and staying on top of it. That's what we were paying for, so that we would have an easy look back at the energy usage in the town.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah.
And you'll see with the other company, we would have to, or I would have to provide them with 12 months of past billing, and they would propagate a database, but it's data that I would have to give them. So that's a little bit of more, you know, I have said that we'd like the finance department to be on board with this type of stuff, but that would definitely involve me and the finance department working closely to get that information for, you know, the people over at Energy Cap.
When we brought that topic up, Energy Cap didn't seem very interested in working.
No, no.
You know, it's like, this is our package, this is what we offer, hope you like it.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't like certain parts of it, and there wasn't much conversation to be had when the point is Bund is expressed. They weren't interested in doing that kind of service.
Yeah. Probably because they're used to larger cities where there are multiple, where there's a lot of layers of people that do all that kind of work, and they probably have, you know, people that I would imagine a city like Philly probably has a, you know, one or two people that's all that they do, right, is they handle you know, all the energy usage for the city of Philly, and that's one of their tasks probably, right? But
right, they're watching it all the time, you know,
yeah,
so.
Yeah.
And really.
Presentation was a little bit more smooth, and he certainly had a strong grasp of their product, but it was their project. He wasn't so much interested in what our specific needs were. I mean, he didn't ignore them, but he didn't really address it. It was kind of a standard marketing pitch that he had. She didn't seem to be as immediately knowledgeable on some of the questions we had, but she demonstrated a willingness to find out and get back to us. And I just feel too, in line with Bob, that it's the example she used was somewhat comparable to our size and what our needs are.
Thanks, Don.
I'm sorry for the noise, I'm driving.
No. Not going to make a comment. Any more either questions or comments the committee wants to make?
No.
Well, then we are going to make a recommendation tonight. So I'm going to ask for some motions supporting one of these two companies, and then we'll vote on.
I can make a motion to recommend JTRAC and continue forward with our discussions with them to further define, I guess, the base. We still need to define what the base cost is. If there's any negotiation we can do there.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor. Second to the motion?
Second.
Seconded by, was that Guy? Or Susan? All right, seconded by Susan.
Hello? sounds like we're just recommending that we continue onward. I thought we were going to recommend that we do support, hiring these folks. So I mean, I think we should try to get the price down. If we can do multiple years or whatever, find out some details. But if it's what we think it is, we should recommend that we go forward.
I think Mark's point is well served. Was that your intention, Nancy?
Well,
motion.
I didn't know how if we could do it in two steps, or if we could do two steps in one.
Okay. All right.
You could say for a price, to be negotiated to the lowest possible price by Glenn, no more than $47.25 per year, or something like that.
Well, the bid already says that it's the minimum, that it would be $47.25 unless we did multiple years. But I want to go back to the intent of the motion.
The intent of the motion was to hire them, to continue forward with them.
Okay.
While still, seeing if we can get the best deal.
So, as a friendly amendment, I think it should be added in to your motion that if this motion passes, it will be recommended to the Board of Finance that this company be engaged with the Town of Canton. I accept
that amendment.
Do you accept the second? Okay.
Amendment accepted.
So, Don, do you have the whole thing?
I believe I do.
Would you read it back to us, please?
Yes. Motion made by Nancy to recommend J-Track, or actually to continue with J-Track and negotiate the best price, and recommend that to the Board of Finance.
Sounds like what we did.
Pretty
much, yep.
Okay, so motion's been made and seconded. All in favor? If I could find the hand thing.
Looks
like everybody's in favor of it.
I'm in favor, but I'm not finding the hand thing.
Where's the hand thing? We used to have the hand thing.
I know. It's over here. Go to
where?
Participants.
No, I just raised it under four. If you get the three dots where it says more, that's...
Yeah. Okay. So, I can't... the only thing is, the motion carries. Unanimously.
Okay.
I'm going to say that unanimously is supported. Okay, moving on to the next item, the hydro project, Glenn.
Okay, I Bob, I think I copied you on the correspondence that I've been having with Marco, who is the site supervisor. He's not replying. I had set up a date. Everybody had dates that they liked. The one that seemed to land best was June 22nd at 1. I ran that by him. He was initially good with that date in one of his prior emails, and then suddenly he started ghosting me, and I haven't heard back from him. I don't have a confirmation on that date. I'm very sorry. I will keep trying to reach out to him, and hopefully I'll get an answer from either him or from the other guy there, Armin.
Do you have his cell phone number?
The project manager on site. I don't recall if that was shown on his email or not, but that's a good idea. I could always try to give him a call. Yeah.
Good drive down there.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah. I'll continue to try to get a date, and if that date is a good date, I mean, it's still a little bit away. It's next week, but So, I mean, if everybody's good with that date, that's what I'll keep trying to get from him.
I'm good with it.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. I'll give it the old college try.
That's all we could have.
June 22nd, 1 o'clock.
1
right?
o'clock, yeah.
Okay. But that's not even the party date that he said. Remember he said there'll be a party later in July?
Oh, yeah, like, yeah, like sort of a ribbon cutting or something.
I'm guessing, probably. I don't know, looking at what the condition is down there, they got a lot of work to do. I think that party's going to be in September. Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, they seem to have lost some sort of impetus they had going there. I've been down there not very often, but I don't see anybody working there again.
I mean, that might be related to why I'm not getting any replies from them.
It seems quiet, but they got so much equipment parked down. I can't believe how much equipment they have for such a tiny little site down there. You know, it's you got all this big stuff, you know. It's funny.
Okay, time to review, which I know you already did, the minutes.
They look good today.
There were only four of us at the last meeting. This minute, so Sue and Mark probably have to arm up. Sue makes
a motion to accept the minutes.
Seconded by Susan.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. All in favor? I don't know. Raise your hand. How's that?
I can't vote, so I have to think.
No, there's one, two, there's three abstentions on this vote.
Yes.
No, I can't
vote. Dave, Nancy, and Candace were at the last meeting. So it's four votes in favor and three abstentions. Chairman's report. Guy, you still there, Guy?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm on my phone, so I can't find my hand. I'm never able to do that on my phone.
Okay. You were on the solar canopy presentation last week, as was I.
Yes. Well, I was on for about the first 40 minutes. I had connection problems.
Yeah, you saw the best part of it, though. Is there any comments you'd like to make about that?
I'm amazed at all the availability of space for canopies throughout the state. I thought he did a very thorough job in researching that. And overall, I think it's doable. We don't have a lot of space like that in Canton, but we do have space. It's a matter of getting approval, and particularly if the parking areas, the property owners would be willing to engage.
The person who did the presentation on potential sites for solar canopies, the UConn, I think it was a grad student.
A grad student from Yale.
Pardon me?
It was a grad student from Yale.
Oh, it was Yale?
Yeah.
Oh, that other school in Connecticut.
That other school, yeah.
Okay. I think he's already done the research on possible parcels of land in the entire state. So he might be somebody that we could reach out to. And having said that, I think early on we were talking before the meeting started. There are places that we could look into, but as we said before, on other sites, there's the Collinsville parking lot, there's the high school parking lot. I don't know if there's much room, Glenn, over by DPW.
Not really. Not on the pavement, no.
Yeah. Are there any other school sites that it would be conducive to this?
You know, I think at this point we've got a number of different with the existing football, you know, project, number of ones at the schools. I think we should, if we're going to do something, we should do it at a commercial, you know, the shopping areas, and try to, you know, partnership with some of the, you know, the owners at the shopping areas, make it more commercial and get other vehicles involved.
So, do you know much about that, Mark, of partnering with commercial parking lots?
Not really.
No.
Nope. But, I mean, you know, we're going to have a number of ones already at the schools with this project. You know, it's been, how is that going anyway? Is it approved?
It hasn't yet. I have not received any word on it. The last that I knew about it is that, you know, I told you it was one of the top applications, and it went over to the DOT, and there it sits, so, which is not surprising. I hope that I'm not, you know, offending anybody here talking about, you know, the DOT, but they're a little slow.
Does anybody know if it's an accepted practice to use state property for this? You know, the commuter lot down on the corner of 44 at 179.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be a bad thought, too, to get them involved. You know, that might be a good partnership.
Well,
why not?
If you're if you're interested in what Guy and I see, I sent you the packet of information from that workshop, and it's really the first set of slides that articulates the global book in Connecticut on us. The other two, I don't know. If you're having trouble sleeping, you might want to move those slides. But one of them was a sales pitch by a company who wants to do it. The other is, this is how we screwed up our solar panels at the Cheshire Police Department. But the first set of slides really encompasses the whole project and the concept of it. But I'm not certain what the first step is from here.
Well, you know, I guess there's two options. One is, what might we do on town-owned property, because we can just do that the way we did it for the other schools. You know, if we wanted to put solar canopies on all the parking at the high school, we would go to a a solar developer like we did for the rooftop stuff, talk to them, get some ideas on pricing, and, you know, if it looked cost effective, we would do a request for proposal and get proposals, and we completely have control over that ourselves. If we want the shops to do it, or or the state, we have to approach them and encourage them somehow to do it, but we don't really have any control over whether they want to do it or not, you know. So
are they mostly used for charging vehicles, or are they just regular solar?
No, these are just solar panels. Yeah. I mean, you can put chargers there too, but they're primarily they're just a way to get greater solar panel area than what you can get on the building without chewing up, land like in a ground mount application.
Well, I guess we could just do it, you know, if you want to be big in our town, why not? Yeah.
Well, a good example that was given to the participants was the town of Vernon had determined that they wanted to do it for the police department. But because of different issues that arose, the police department was built on a property that was adjacent to, I can't remember if it was a middle school or an elementary school. So they took the electricity that from those solar panels, the solar canopy, and they used it to offset the usage in the middle school, or whatever that's called. But we've already put panels on all our schools.
Yeah, but we're not even coming close to covering the electrical use at these schools. Not even close. So there's a lot of electrical, you know, usage that would be offset if we put more in there. The question really has to do with, you know, what is the nature of the incentives and how does it compare to the, you know, to the cost? Because they're more costly, obviously, than just placing them on, you know, an existing roof. But, boy, we got a great deal. I mean, you know, they were able to go out for, you know, some of these, you know, SRECs when they did the solar on ours. And, I mean, it was a, you know, forget the environmental benefit, just from purely economic, it was a great deal. I think their generation was 5.5 cents a kilowatt hour or something. It was really good, you know.
Wow.
So even, you know, even if this was not as good, and it wouldn't be as good because the capital cost is higher, if there were, you know, similar, you know, incentives available from state or federal, then, you know, we might still be able to get a cost-effective sale of the electric and, you know, it would make it worthwhile, you know.
Right. We might have to use it at different facilities, though. We already used the SRECs at certain schools.
That's what would have to get into, but, you know, I think the SRECs we bought were for the program that year, and I, you know, you may know better than me, but you know, if there's another round of SRECs being released, again, we're not using. There's a lot more electrical use at the middle high school than what we're generating, so we wouldn't be exporting, you know, on an annual basis, right? So. But, you know, I would say, like, last time we went to Stefan when he was working for Ross or Con Ed after they got bought, and, you know, he came and he did a nice analysis for us just to show that it was cost-effective. And then we put the RFP together, and we went out and we got, you know, four or five proposals. I went to the interview. We interviewed, you know, three of these guys. And then we ended up selecting Ross, and they did it. I think it was all in all very successful. You know, I'd say we could do the same thing here. Stefan worked for a different company now. Sounds like he was pretty salesy, Bob. But I'm sure if we invited him to a town meeting and, you know, gave us a, you know, preliminary proposal, he'd be happy to do that.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm just concerned that there was no information about any other companies that was forthcoming from that presentation, other companies to do it. What they did, they made it a specific point to say you can't just hire an electrical contractor like you would for panels on the house to do a project like this because of all the construction needs of the roof.
Yeah, there's wind loading and, you know, foundations and all this kind of business. So, but there are others. I mean, I'm sure they're not the only one. There's a bunch of these in the state. You know, say there's one down at Wesleyan. I've seen them at a few different colleges I've gone to, so there's got to be multiple people.
Have we used all our roof space, though?
That's a good question. I don't know. I think we limited the size of the systems based on the SRECs, and
right,
they were different for each one of the schools. So that's good. That's a good question. I don't know.
Well, it seems that the committee is interested in pursuing this. So,
Yeah, I think it's looking into, but I would maximize the regular
rooster
first, because that's going to be cheaper, so.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
So, Glenn, is there a way that you could see if we've maximized the roofs in the town building?
Yep, that's pretty simple to find that out,
okay.
what's been done and what's not.
Yeah, I don't think we did. I don't think we did. I think there was a limit based on what we could get for the SRECs. Because, you know, I think the program that we were in, it was only up to a certain capacity, and that's what limited us somehow. I can't remember, but I think there is more space up there. That's a good point.
Right. So then the question is, can we add to it and get another round of SRECs? And we might not be able to do that. I don't know.
That's a good question. I don't know.
Is that a question you could find out, Glenn?
Sure. Sure can.
All right. In the interim, we have not historically met in July and August, at least since I've been on the committee. Three of you have been on longer than I. You remember meeting in July or August?
Not typically.
Yeah, unless typically.
Unless there's major business that we need to attend to, I think for the most part we haven't, because lots of people are on vacation and stuff.
Right. So we would table this conversation to the fall meeting. But it wouldn't preclude Glenn from getting some answers.
No, of course. I can send you emails.
Yeah. And so... Once again, I need a motion from the committee to suspend the meeting dates of July and August, because we're on record as meeting then.
Motion to suspend meetings in July and August.
By Candace, seconded by...
Seconded.
Nancy, okay. Any conversation? Alright.
So what's our next meeting then? September what?
September...
21st?
The 21st. Thanks, Ned. Yeah. Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Okay, it's unanimous that we won't meet over the summer. Thank you. Glenn?
Yeah, the only thing that I was going to talk about, we've already broached it, and that is, the wait time that for the grant award. I'm sure we're going to get it. Based on talking to Krog anyway, but the DOT is going to have to write that check, so we're at their mercy.
Which Krog are we in again? Are we in the Hartford Krog?
Yes. Yeah. And I think I expressed to you, they were really thrilled with the whole idea. I think I spent a half an hour on the phone with the grant administrator at Krog, and he thought it was just a great idea. And I guess I'm sure that had a lot to do with how high that it got rated. So yeah, so it's the DOT once again, strikes again.
And if anybody needs that, that set of slides that I sent out, I think in the beginning of this week, it must have been. Shoot me an email and I'll resend it. Because I think that information in the first set of slides is invaluable. All right.
I just want to mention, Bob, too, that the entire presentation is available on the PACE website.
Oh.
Not that anyone has an hour and, 5-8 to sit there and watch it, but it is available.
Thank you, Guy.
And one other thing, I'd like to suggest that maybe we invite someone to our September meeting from Sustainable Connecticut, Sustainable CT, to give us a brief presentation on the advantages in the process of going after designation for their program.
Do you have a contact person that Glenn can utilize?
Yes. Yeah, I'll pass it on to Glenn.
Okay.
Thanks, Guy. All right. I will miss you all this summer. I will think about you every third Tuesday of the month. I promise.
Totally.
I'll come and sit at